Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Split Ends is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Upwork is the world's work marketplace. Empower your business and hire the world's most in-demand developers, designers, project managers, and more at www.upwork.com.
We're on to the divisional round of the NFL playoffs with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Counting down to Super Bowl 56, new customers can get 56-1 odds on any team. That's just $5 and get 280 in free bets if your team wins. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now, use promo code DK1, and get 56-1 odds on any NFL team. Bet just $5 and win 280 in free bets if your team wins. That's promo code DK1 for 56-1 odds at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. 21 plus minimum age and location requirements vary by jurisdiction. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for the full list of requirements and state-specific responsible gaming resources. Void where prohibited. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Tennessee, call or text the TN Red Line, 1-800-889-9789. In Connecticut, call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
What up, Splitches? Welcome to Split Ends, the football odds and ends podcast. I'm Colleen Wolf, your COVID queen, but hey. I'm sort of ditched COVID, so now I'm just a queen again, which is awesome. Joined by Erica Tamposi and producer Aaron. What up, Erica? We have a big show coming up.
We do. We have a huge one coming up. But first of all, how are you feeling? What's the latest with you?
I feel like crap. No, really? It's fine. I'm getting it's, you know what? I was going to like make some jokes and stuff off the top, but I've just been super foggy with it. It's basically day 10 now. I was really bummed out because I missed Thursday Night Football, my last three shows. Yeah. So I missed the last Thursday and then the two exclusives that we had. So I didn't have to work Christmas, but I kind of wanted to work Christmas, but I guess it worked out that I didn't work Christmas. Also, am I the only person that gains weight when they're sick? Because I have not had an appetite, but I haven't had anything to do and I've just been stuck in the house. So I've just been making COVID cookies, like batches and batches of cookies. So I baked a bunch and then I ate them all. So now I have big things to do in the new year.
Yeah, that, I mean, you're going to your New Year's resolution is going to be the most basic one about like, I'm going to go on the elliptical every day.
It's so annoying. I hate running, too. I don't do it.
Did you ever lose your taste of smell, your taste of smell and your smell of taste?
We're back and it just feels so good and natural. No, you know what? You know how you get that like sick taste when you have a cold or whatever? I had that. And so That was basically it, though. I would be devastated if I lost my sense of taste and smell.
Right, because I just like I'm picturing you not being able to taste anything, but still baking like tons and tons of cookies.
Well, I think that's part of it. Like I kept being like, "Is everything still okay?" Yep, better no check. Problem. Yep, it's all good. Still, all right. I just kept doing drive-bys of the refrigerator, and so that's what I'm dealing with. But you guys, you don't care about that. You care about what's coming up in this show. We got a headline check. back to remember, including something naughty at church, a storm, and arson, all coming up in the headlines. They're wild. Plus, it's about that time of year when we make promises to ourselves that we basically break in 3 days and feel very guilty. It is New Year's resolution time, and what a tradition that is. We have a handful for a bunch of different teams coming up. We got the Seahawks, we got the Eagles, and many more. So, Erica, that's basically my Jim Nance. I don't know if you saw Frank Caliendo on Good Morning Football, but
he was doing
Jim Nance, and now I can't stop with like the volume that he said that Jim Nance does. So, Erica, are you ready?
I'm so ready.
All right. A lot of news percolating with 2 weeks left in the regular season. So before our headline check, we have to pay tribute to a football legend, John Madden. This guy was larger than life. He made football so much fun. He connected with everybody, just a Hall of Famer in every single aspect of the word. I mean, he was a Super Bowl winning head coach, just a legend in the broadcast booth. His popularity, Erica, was so impressive because it spanned so many generations.
Exactly.
Because you have what he was able to do in the game, to talk about the game, and then obviously being the face of one of the most iconic game franchises ever in Madden. But the thing that I loved about him most was that he was just effortlessly funny. I'm still working through stuff, guys. The COVID still has me here, so just bear with me here.
You sound great, buddy. You're doing great.
Now I'm sweating.
You got this.
I'm gonna channel John Madden here.
Yep, here you go.
Try and get through this. So,
if I was John Madden, I take my like yellow marker right now, and I'd be like, "You can see that she's stressed during this podcast. If you circle right here, you can see that Colleen is trying not to cough, but you know she's a professional."
It's not gonna lie, really difficult. I already want to cough, and I'm not sure where the mute button is on this. So we're gonna work through some kinks on this show.
Definitely, we're kinky, ladies and gentlemen.
We are. What I was saying is the thing that I loved most about John Madden is that he was effortlessly funny in every single way, and everything he did and said, he could talk about anything. And he made football so accessible to so many different people, no matter if they were interested in the game or not. He could talk about an empty room and make it fascinating. So rather than us just like sit here and talk about John Madden, let's go through some of our favorite Madden moments. And for me, it's always been the Bucket family.
There's, we see the buckets. Now there's a third bucket this week. I think what happened, There's always been like a mother and father. Like, this is a father bucket, this is a mother bucket. And since the last game, they had a baby bucket. So this is a baby bucket. So they got three now. There's always been two. One's gonna go to Parcells, one's gonna go to another assistant, and one will go to a player later in the game.
I guess that clears up the question as to whether they're married or not.
Well, they got married. Yeah, they got married in that baby bucket.
They got married and had a baby bucket. The stats and the specs then that they ended up showing for the actual bucket, it was hilarious. They just took everything to the next step. And obviously, like, saying mother bucket on TV then,
amazing.
I feel like was a little risque. And that's why I loved it.
Oh my God, that's such a great one. There's been so many circulating around with all these coaches and players over the years coming out and talking about their stories about him. And quickly, like, when I was growing up, playing Madden is like what made me fall in love with football. It wasn't even watching the games. It was this video game, to the point where I thought John Madden was the voice of football, to the point where I thought he did every single game, because Madden, he was doing every game. So I was like, who is this guy? And he is the father of football. But like you said, with his humor, there's one which I love. It's this clip of him roasting Troy Aikman, and I'll let you hear it right now.
You notice, Pat, Troy Aikman's trying to grow a beard, and he just can't do it. I mean, you know, the blonde-haired guys, a lot of them have trouble, but I can't even, I'm looking as close as I can, and I can't see any beard, but that's a four-day beard, isn't it?
It's a passive attempt.
It's very, very passive.
Here's Terry Allen. Out to about the 20. There it is.
You know, here it is, but see, I mean, he got a little in here. And a little up there, here, but he doesn't have anything here at all. Watch, when you take it off, he doesn't have anything going up in there.
Well, you got to give him time. He just had his 29th birthday.
I know, but I don't think he's doing a very good job. I'd quit.
So drawing on the screen, circling Troy Aikman's beard as the game was happening in real time is just legendary.
That's what sent me when he started diagramming the non-beard on Aikman's face. Like, he loved a telestrator. No one loved it more than him. And even there was this Eagles-Cowboys game, and they basically super zoomed on the broadcast into Nate Newton's head and also started telestrating on his head, which absolutely was hilarious. You could cook burgers on that head. Listen to this.
See how heat does come out of the top of your head? Look at it, just coming off at Nate's head there. That's where it escapes. If you have heat in your body and you want to let it out, you take your hat off.
Yeah.
You know, what you could do is you could have a barbecue on that head.
Nate's got a lot of room to let it out.
Yeah. I mean, you could cook like some burgers on there. Look at, now you're talking. I mean, this is football. When you got steam coming out of your head, and your mouth, now you're talking football. You're controlling that offensive line. This is what it's all about. It's a playoff game. If you win, you go to the championship. Whoa, what are you talking about?
I know, obviously, this is an audio program, you guys, but just go on Twitter, go on YouTube. There's so many amazing video clips, too many to count, just circulating of Madden's time in the booth and on the field.
He thrived when things went off script, which I think is one of the things that made him so good at what he did, because he would just laser focus on anything that was out of the norm. Like if a pigeon flew off.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
On the field, or obviously Nate Newton's head, the fact that they super zoomed in on that, the fact that they took the broadcast off of the game completely just to talk about the steam coming off of Nate Newton's head. I mean, they would make every single thing interesting, even if it really wasn't. And he was just one of one, such a unique, larger than life character. So the NFL, they're going to hold a moment of silence before all the games coming up this week honor him. But he was just one of the best characters in football we'll ever have.
Yeah, it was just remarkable to see all the outpouring of support from coaches and players and broadcasters, people in the league, media. It was just such an overwhelmingly positive, you know, response into someone that's going to be so, so dearly missed.
Every single person I heard talk about him had some type of personal story that, whether they knew him or not, how he touched their lives, how he made it better. And he did it all through football and a game. And it's just, it's really nice to see so many people come together and actually agree on something for once. And it's sad that it has to be about the passing of someone who is an absolute icon in football, but we could spend the entire show just talking about him. We're not going to do that. But he was just an unbelievable trailblazer, and he's going to be missed.
We're on to the divisional round of the NFL playoffs with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Counting down to Super Bowl 56, new customers can get 56 to 1 odds on any team. That's just $5 and get 280 in free bets if your team wins. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now, use promo code DK1 and get 56 to 1 odds on any NFL team. Bet just $5 and win 280 in free bets if your team wins. That's promo code DK1. For 56 to 1 odds at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. 21 plus minimum age and location requirements vary by jurisdiction. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for the full list of requirements and state-specific responsible gaming resources. Void where prohibited. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Tennessee, call or text the TN Red Line, 1-800-889-9789. In Connecticut, call 888-789-7777. or visit ccpg.org/chat. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
This podcast is sponsored by Kyndryl. Kyndryl designs, builds, manages, and modernizes the mission-critical technology systems that the world depends on every day. Working side-by-side with their customers, they imagine things differently. By forging new strategic partnerships, they unlock new possibilities, creating a world powered by healthy digital systems alive with opportunity, oxygen to innovation, and energy to change the world. Kyndryl, the heart of progress.
Let's get to some other news and notes around the league with our headline check, and we'll do it hot or not style. Erica, why don't you start us off?
All right. All signs point to Ben Roethlisberger throwing a retirement party on Monday Night Football. The quarterback said it will likely be his last game at Heinz Field.
Primetime parties, hot. The Steelers, not. This one out of Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers' future continues to be a beautiful mystery. He said he's not ruling out retiring after the season, saying he doesn't want to be a bum on the way out.
Not hot. Please don't make us talk about this again all offseason. I can't handle it, and I know you can't either.
Nobody can handle it. No one. Giants running back Saquon Barkley returns to Chicago for the first time since tearing his ACL, and a very comfortable reporter asked if he would consider burning down Soldier Field.
Yeah, that's hot if you're a pyro, but I think it's weird otherwise.
That's true. Hot goes to the reporter for asking this because clearly the gummy hit. He was like, do you want to burn the whole place down?
Exactly.
The Chargers social media posted pictures of Joey Bosa, Brandon Staley, and Justin Herbert practicing in the rain with the caption, through the storm.
Oh, this is hot. This is hilariously hot because it rains in LA and they're turning it into some gritty social post. Hot, hot, hot.
LA rain Twitter is out of control. It's like a natural disaster every time. It makes LA earthquake Twitter look tame.
Absolutely.
This one comes from Charlotte. Sam Darnold was named the Panthers.
Hey, no. Oh my God, not hot. I'm done with the carousel. Next, they should try cutting Cam Newton and signing him again, like unplugging your router while it's not working. Not hot. I'm so over with this. Next.
Fair. 49ers GM John Lynch claimed he was in church on Christmas Eve when his account liked a tweet that he was tagged in, stating that Jimmy G should be left in Nashville after the 49ers lost.
Oh my God, this is so hot. A classic Christmas mix-up where he was like, I was in church, not me liking those tweets. Amazing.
Yeah, I'm actually in church right now, totally not doing this podcast.
Same.
Peter King wrote in his column this week that Bills quarterback Josh Allen told the team before beating the Patriots he woke up with violence on his mind.
Oh, hella hot. Who among us hasn't chose violence in the morning, right?
Right? I just did this morning. Feel great about it. ESPN broadcasters dipped peanut butter and jelly and Oreos into mayo for the Duke's Mayo Bowl taking place on Thursday.
I think this is kind of hot, not going to lie. Like, it's a nice little mix up when you're talking college ball. You know, it's a little aesthetic. I like it.
College ball and mayo?
Yeah, they go together.
They go together perfect. I love it. And finally, we close this one out with a gem. The world's most courageous reporter shows no fear and sticks to the script after the Patriots lose the game and most likely the division to the Bills and asks Bill Belichick this question.
Hi, football aside, sorry, but I'm doing a story about New Year's resolutions and I was just wondering if you had any to share with your fans and our readers?
Yeah, no, not right now.
Okay, thanks.
Maybe next week.
Oh my God, the secondhand embarrassment from that clip made my skin crawl.
I loved it. I loved every second of it. That person, unbelievable courage, just truly. No fear whatsoever. She absolutely, there's no way that she covers the Patriots, right?
Ever again. No, never again. Or maybe some local, you know, Boston sports media or whatever. But it was cute because in a weird way, Bill Belichick takes that breath and he goes, yeah, maybe next week I'll tell you about my New Year's resolutions, which was like kind of cute.
Well, I feel like, and I'm not just saying that because like it was a fluff question. And obviously if it was a man or a woman that asked the question, it's just like, everybody knows that you don't ask Bill Belichick questions pretty much, period. But in that circumstance, specifically after that terrible loss, asking about New Year's resolutions is my favorite thing that happened last week. God. I loved it so much. So I loved it so much that we're going to do some of our own here.
Ooh.
We have picked out a couple teams or players or just things in general that could use a New Year's resolution, because couldn't we all just use some suggestions right now? Don't we all need help right now? I do.
We all need help. Colleen, you are the mayo to my Oreo. You totally get me. Same page.
I know. Okay, so I always keep my New Year's resolutions every single year.
Really?
More refined bread, way less water. Look at me now. I'm thriving and so healthy. Okay, I'm going to do the Eagles resolution first.
Cool.
And it's actually a two-parter. So first, Eagles fans resolve to keep treating the Eagles like family. And by that, I mean booing their own. Before the game even starts, that's exactly what family would do. It warms my heart. That's what I would do to my family. Booing is a Philadelphia love language, and that's how we show affection, even during player intros, apparently. Which, I mean, I'm just throwing it out there as a suggestion, because I would never tell any fans what to do or when to boo. But maybe ease up on Jalen Reagor until the game starts, or at least until he drops a ball on 2nd and 10. Like, then unleash the boos.
Yeah.
But it feels really mean to do it pregame. But also, I would do that to my brother. So I guess it is. Football is family, guys. And then my second one is the Eagles resolve to not go back to their awful passing game. For once, they're going to keep doing what works. 163 rushing yards per game. The offensive line has been crushing it. Yes, I know the Miles Sanders injury. It sucks. It hurts. But they still have Jordan Howard, Boston Scott, Kenny G. I'd love to see Jalen Hurts maybe not be so hesitant when he runs like we've seen the last 2 weeks, but he's still going to end up as their leading rusher. So this offense shines when they play to their strengths, and they definitely won't mess things up now, right?
Yeah, I mean, how do you feel about this team? Do you think they're going in the right direction? I mean, they've been playing way better the past few weeks.
They've been playing a lot better, and a lot of that stems from their run game and the way that Nick Sirianni has been calling the games. I think it's an improvement, but the fact that they're still barely hanging on to maybe make the playoffs doesn't really inspire a ton of confidence. There's a lot of changes I would make, and I'm not sure how invested the organization is truly with Jalen Hurts.
Right.
But that's something that will be answered in the offseason. I'm not really sure what else they would do, but maybe a little patience. Because look what happened with this team this year. Earlier in the season, they were a mess and they weren't running the ball at all and nothing was working. And now they seem to be gelling a little bit more and playing a little bit better. So it's good.
And officially this week, with Wentz playing, you guys got the Colts first round pick. So you have even more ammo. Yeah.
Look at you coming in like a ray of sunshine. I love it.
Oh my God. Yeah. Well, speaking of Aaron, while you're here, because I don't know if we're going to touch on the Colts, I owe you a steak because as of last week. So I just want to say that I'm the first splitty to ever go 0-2 with the first 2 weeks of doing steaks.
You're doing great, sweetie.
Yeah, I'm really...
To be fair, Erica, I would take fish too.
Oh, right. Are you a vegetarian? All right, Colleen, while you were saying that, I think that's a great, two-parter resolution for the Eagles. Mm-hmm. And what came to mind while you were saying the first part is you do you, comma, boo, while you were talking about booing, because you're like, I'm not going to tell you when to boo. So, I think that's a great episode title. We'll see if it makes that. if the episode isn't titled that and you guys get to this part of the podcast, just now you know that it didn't make the cut. But
you,
I think
do you, boo.
I think that kind of works. But I'm going to stay on the topic of family, because you were talking about family. And I want to give a resolution to the Jaguars. So they're the last place in the AFC South. They're the last place in the league about everything. Urban Meyer's finally gone. You can wipe your hands clean of that. But it's still time to reset. So as of now, they still have the first pick again in the draft. But my resolution for them is more family bonding. This team is so...
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Not together. Everything that happens on the field, one way or another, off the field, there's been stories from the locker room about not, you know, cohesiveness and all this kind of stuff. I think they need to do maybe not prayer circles, but maybe a family retreat, or they need to go rock climbing as a team, or maybe a pyramid. You know when you used to go with your class and you would be like doing all these different activities
like
together?
Like trust balls and things?
Yeah, they need to do that. And I think they should spend some time in the off season that their New Year's resolution is once a week, they're going to do a family bonding activity. Maybe it's going to Chili's. Maybe it's mini golfing.
Maybe or maybe just porn. Like practice more.
Yeah, that too. That too.
Well, I think I like the fact that Doug Peterson is interviewing for the head coaching job.
Right.
I think that he could potentially help out Trevor Lawrence just as a former quarterback, offensive mind. That could be good for the Jags, just considering Trevor Lawrence. He has been set up in a situation that's not great, so he hasn't been thriving, and right. We all knew that going into this year, but he really looks completely like his accuracy is off. He hasn't thrown a touchdown in four straight games, and the blame pie can be spread out to so many different places. Everyone gets a piece. The offensive line, the coaching, the pass catchers, everyone, everything. But
everything.
He didn't even look good against the Jets defense. So I think somebody like Doug Peterson could maybe help out the situation. So we'll see.
Right. And I think that the Jags, when they play the Patriots this coming weekend in week 17, they're going to need to be together and handle either a win or a loss as a team.
Yeah. Wait, what?
They need to be family bonding. They need to be together.
Family bonding.
That's,
yes.
That's my resolution for them. So Either you win together or you lose together, and you got to do it together.
Winning usually helps people come together.
Right.
It's like the staying together when you're losing is right. the thing that's tough. But I mentioned the Jets, and speaking of losing, that's who the Jags actually lost to. Now, I have one for the Jets and Jets fans. Their resolution should just be to not believe. And I know that that's kind of harsh coming off of a win, but it's the hope that kills you after all. And this is exactly how I operate. Set the bar extremely low, and I don't believe in anything. And then I will never be disappointed.
Splitties, and it's the holiday season. Don't listen to Colleen right now. You got to believe in something, okay? She's a little under the weather. She's a little bit foggy. No, you got just try your hardest.
No. Listen, guys, this is what I'm saying. 2022, the year of positivity and possibilities. Put that on a shirt.
Okay.
But Zach Wilson did have some really nice moments last week. So,
he did.
You know, give him some flowers.
So don't believe.
Tap that sign. That's what I do on my way out the door.
Believe, yeah.
Don't believe.
Like in a backwards Ted Lasso.
I'm in a dark place right now, clearly.
Yeah, seriously. Hey, you guys, we're here for you. Colleen's having a little trouble, but we're here for you. Splitties, we promised. We promise. Okay, so I think that's a great New Year's resolution.
Yeah.
Kyndryl designs, builds, manages, and modernizes the mission-critical technology systems that the world depends on every day. Working side by side with their customers, they imagine things differently. By forging new strategic partnerships, they unlock new possibilities, creating a world powered by healthy digital systems alive with opportunity, oxygen to innovation, and energy to change the world. Kyndryl, the heart of progress.
America's most reliable network is going ultra with Verizon 5G Ultra Wideband in more and more places so you can do more. Ooh, like Alice here.
Hey.
With up to 10 times faster speeds, you can download a movie in mere minutes. Wait, what? Yes, that's faster than your morning coffee run.
Now I can watch it to go.
Lights, camera, coffee, order up, and on to Blake. Downloading a whole season of his favorite show on his walk to the train. Did you already finish?
Yep, got the whole binge.
Whoa, a new song in seconds? Trish, that's incredible. I said that's incredible. She can't hear me. Verizon 5G Ultra Wideband is now in more and more places. Verizon is going ultra, so you can too.
5G Ultra Wideband available in select areas. Most reliable based on rankings from the RootMetrics U.S. Root Score Report dated first half 2021, excluding C-band and not specific to 5G networks. Your results may vary. Not an endorsement. Speed comparison to median Verizon 4G LTE speeds. Downloads vary based on network conditions and 5G content optimization.
You got another one?
I do. So this resolution is for the Panthers.
Okay.
And my resolution for them is in 2022, less gossip, less drama. Okay. The Panthers have lost 10 of their last 12 games since starting 3-0. So let's talk. Matt Rhule had a press conference coming out saying, I'm like Jay-Z. You know, I told the guys it takes like 7 years. Right. So embarrassing. Number one, let's take out the Sam Darnold, Cam Newton, PJ Walker carousel, right? Let's get rid of that. My resolution for the Panthers is to not be involved in the Deshaun Watson talks coming forward in the offseason in 2022. I think this Panthers team needs to stop gossiping behind each other's backs with press conferences and all this kind of stuff. Stay out of the drama. They need to focus on what they can do to get better and stay away from all of the Deshaun Watson talk, even though they're having major quarterback issues.
I mean, that's the resolution should be to find a quarterback.
Right.
No, but that's what they need. It's their fourth straight losing season.
Right.
And you have fans booing Sam Darnold and the team at home. And that this is, guys, remember, like, I'm not telling anyone when to boo.
You do you, boo.
But, you know, it's not a great scene there. So yeah, but the less gossip, like, what do you mean less gossip?
Well, because everyone's talking about, like, what are they going to do for quarterback? Matt Rhule saying that Sam Darnold is the starter and then he's pulling him and then he's not. Then there's a lot of gossip and drama surrounding this team. And yes, Colleen, I could have said get a new quarterback, but that's not fun. And we're a fun show. So I'm spinning it into less gossip and drama instead of Jets, like, hang your hat down and just punch your time clock and get the hell out
of
work.
Why are you so angry?
Does less gossip and drama mean to keep the quarterbacks they have and just not go after anyone else?
That's confusing to me. That's not true. I think you guys are taking a very linear approach to this segment. And I think you need to be a little bit more abstract with the old brains here, okay? Less gossip drama. Be straightforward. If Matt Rhule comes out in a press conference and says he needs 7 years for a Jay-Z timeline, say, okay, and it's not going to be Sam Darnold, who is starting this upcoming weekend. They can't get their, you know, SHIT together. Can you bleep spellings? I'm not sure if that's allowed either. But listen, there's a lot that the Panthers need to do. Let's be upfront with it and let's stay out of the drama. Let's stay out of the Watson carousel. Let's stay out of the news cycle.
So that's going to be tough.
Splitties, let us know. I think this is a good, fun spin on what the Panthers should look forward to and should strive for.
Just a quiet offseason where no one will know or ask any questions about the quarterback position.
Is it that hard?
Okay. All right. I'm going to get us out of here. I got another one. This resolution is for Fox and Fox Sports.
Oh.
I would love for them to resolve to retire the stupid football robot. Mm. Let's upgrade those graphics, guys. It's been like 25 years and maybe we could use something other than robots. Like, I feel like every single sports graphic package, and not so much ours anymore, which I love what the NFL Network is doing, by the way. Oh, NFL Media.
She's a company girl.
The graphic packages take
best
two.
I've ever seen.
Really good. I'm taking a lot of cold medicine right now, but I truly believe and stand behind that statement. I feel like for so long, and at most other sports networks, everything feels like you're on a giant spaceship, and I don't know why that is. Like, it's very
sports are out of this world.
Oh yeah, and there's things that are crashing, and just like, I don't know. It seems
walking
through a field, and it's not like it's going to be some type of like meditation.
Yeah,
like, but I like what we're doing. I like that. We're really on the California cool LA thing with the new studio. But I like the Good Morning Football graphics. They're fun, big, cartoony, sort of like bright colors. I feel like before it was always just like muted grays and reds and just like fires. And I don't know.
Give up your hopes and dreams. You have nothing to look forward to in 2022.
Stay out of the gossip.
Right. Stop gossiping.
Give me another one.
All right. So this, my last one is for the Seahawks. And Colleen, we've all been with that ex that it's been off again, on again, or we've been with them for way too long. We all have that person in our life that it's like, well, should we break up? I don't know. You know, they're really nice to me, or they bring me flowers, or we fight, but then we make up and everything's okay. The New Year's resolution for the Seahawks is to break up with that ex that you've been with way too long. Okay.
Which one?
So this, I think that it's time for Pete Carroll and Russell Wilson to go separate ways. And I'm not sure.
So they're going to lose both of them?
I'm not sure who stays and who goes, but I do believe that it's time for one of them to leave. And I think that the Seahawks have lost more games this season than in the previous two seasons combined. The way that Russell Wilson has been playing, even after his finger was quote unquote healed, I'm not necessarily sure that he's all in on being in Seattle today on Thursday during a press conference without even being asked, unannounced. He was like, hey, I hope this isn't, you know, my last few games in Seattle. But I know it's not my last game in the NFL without even being asked. He brought that up. So this is starting to
plant the seeds.
Of course. Of course. So it is time for you to break up with that ex that you've been with for way too long. They no longer serve you, and it's time to spread your wings.
Seattle's going to do everything they possibly can to keep Russell Wilson there because they know how difficult it is to find a quarterback.
I know.
But that's I feel like for the longest time now, we've known that Russell Wilson, he's got a little bit of a wandering eye in terms of football teams, not marriage or anything like that, because Sierra, you would be an idiot, Russell Wilson.
Right.
Don't need me to tell you that. But yeah, I wonder if he's looking for a different market, maybe for the two of them to really branch out with their brand. I don't know, but
the Seahawks are going to give him diamonds. They're going to tell him how handsome he looks. They're going to say, oh, you love being in the gym. I got you this new gym equipment. They're going to do stuff to keep you involved, but sometimes you got to set your wings free and you need to just trust in yourself. And it's a comfort thing. It's a comfort thing.
If they get rid of Russell Wilson, they have so many other issues that then they're going to have to fix too.
Well, then maybe I'm talking to Russell Wilson.
Maybe that's part of the solution.
Yeah.
Because of the money tied up with Russell Wilson that frees up some space to help out other positions on the roster. But still, I mean, if you don't have a quarterback, you don't have a team.
Right. And they're playing the Lions in week 17. And people are kind of choosing the Lions when you look at some of the game picks that are out there. That is not a good look. And I think Russell Wilson's getting tied down with that team.
We heard from him last year saying that he was upset with his protection and he was getting hit too much, but then they worked it out. So,
but then the Seahawks apologized.
We'll see. I don't know. That's a good one. Okay. Speaking of quarterbacks that might be changing locations, how about this? Aaron Rodgers, he resolves to stop doing his own research or to, you know, actually do some real research. I feel like that could be a good resolution.
I think that's an awesome resolution.
Yeah. One more bonus one. This is for around the NFL listeners, our NFL media, the star of our NFL media podcasts. Can you guys stop filling John's timeline with who, for the first time in 6 years? John made me say this one, but anytime I say John Gonzalez or anyone says John Gonzalez, it's been a running bit for 6 years, and he just got a new job at Sports Illustrated, and everyone is asking, who is John Gonzalez? And it's like, not maybe a great look at work.
Really? I think it's great. I think it's great.
He has to continually explain this bit to everyone, which I guess makes it funny for us, but not so much him. So you know what? That's a perfect spot for our split end of the week. I like this topic. I feel like there's a lot of different directions we could go and our splitties out there can go. So Aaron, hit that music for us.
Ooh, when those drums come in, it can only mean one thing. It's time for the split end of the week. Hit me with the saxophone.
Oh, yeah. Hit us with the saxophone. Hit us with your responses here. You have a New Year's resolution for a team, a player, a coach, I don't know, a division, an entity, your mom, whatever. Let us know what it is. And if we get some good ones, and they got to be like really good, we'll read a couple on the show next week.
Definitely. So yeah, tweet at us. We'll probably post this on Twitter as well. Let us know what you guys think for New Year's resolutions. And also keep those podcast reviews coming on Apple Podcasts. I think Spotify is debuting a star rating system. So check that out. Oh. I don't know if that is launched yet. But yes, those reviews help us out a ton and we appreciate it.
Yes, we appreciate all of the feedback and we appreciate you guys more than anything else. So make sure you tell all your friends about us and give us all the compliments in the world. Awesome. Absolutely. Until next time, guys, it's been real, but we got to split.
Let's split.
America's most reliable network is going ultra with Verizon 5G Ultra Wideband in more and more places. With up to 10 times faster speeds, you can download a movie in mere minutes. Wait, what? Yes, Verizon is going ultra, so you can too. 5G Ultra Wideband available in select areas. Most reliable based on rankings from the RootMetrics U.S. Root Score Report dated first half 2021, excluding C-band and not specific to 5G networks. Your results may vary. Not an endorsement. Speed comparison to median Verizon 4G LTE speeds. Downloads vary based on network conditions and 5G content optimization.
Brought to you by Upwork, where you can build the team that will build your business. Learn more at Upwork.com.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.